All right, we've checked the water. It's lukewarm. One other passage I just want to share. In Mark chapter 10, Jesus was gathered with his disciples, and just picture children running up on Jesus' shoulders and arms. The disciples didn't like it. They thought there were more important things to be doing. Jesus, teach us something. Jesus, show us a miracle. Jesus rebuked the disciples. And he said this, "Let the children come to me, for of such is the
kingdom of God."
We're welcoming Emery this morning with those exact words. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to God's family. I got her. I've done this before. Woo! Emery Joan Gonzalez, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, Mom, let's call the Calvary in. There we go. She did great. Let's bow our heads and offer prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this moment of what has happened here. And then, Lord, we pray for many moments in the future in which Emery will profess with her lips and her mouth that Jesus is her Lord. But in this moment, Lord, we thank you for what you have done in placing Emery in such a special family, Miguel and Audrey. Lord, strengthen their marriage. Guide them as they care for little Emery. Lord, strengthen these godparents. I thank you for people that would step up and say, yes, I will nurture, I will pray. I thank you for Clark and Kelsey in this journey that they're going to go on. Lord, we thank you for this family of God you've given to us that spans the globe. Help us to support one another and do everything that we can to nurture Emery in this faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we have a couple parting gifts for you. First off, a napkin. Just what you wanted, Miguel? Yeah. The book of Galatians says that we're clothed in Christ's righteousness, and that we think of baptism with that. We're clothed with what he gives us. Secondly, receive this burning light. And what some people will do is they'll light this candle on the baptismal birthday every year. It just reminds us that we're part of the family. And the Bible says that the darkness cannot overcome the light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. So Jesus is the light. He is in her life. And then our Elder Rick, has something to share with you as well.
Emery, welcome to God's family. In holy baptism, God the Father made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive God's gifts, and share the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Congratulations.
All right, we'll have them go. You can go ahead and blow out the candle and something else for you to open up later. And I've got the certificate as well. I'll give it to you after church. So God's peace be with you. Yeah, and go back to your seats. Yep.